makes those things to get. And our health industry has become the same thing with Obamacare and federal health subsidies. Like our hospitals literally have been built around federal health care subsidies. So in my opinion, we need to return health care to pure privatization, because it's like student loans. It's like federal student loans. You know, when you have students who have an unlimited access to federal student loans, the cost of education has gone up 2,000% in the last 45 years. Because the colleges know they can charge whatever they're going to charge because the student loan will pay. And it's a similar dynamic, not exactly, but similar in healthcare, where we've got a subsidy system that has got perverse incentives for the healthcare.
So would you say to put all healthcare into private insurance companies? Or are you thinking that some kind of a subsidy?
Well, I mean, healthcare worked before health insurance existed. Each town had a doctor that would drive to your house, take care of you, and you'd pay him or her. You'd give them money. And guess what? It worked. You know, it worked when you'd actually pay a doctor for the service provided. And then we started getting into this HMO insurance, you know, mega conglomerate structure where, like, you read the balance sheet of a hospital, you can't understand it. Like, you look at the P&L of a healthcare system, you're like, how does this even work? Because, I mean, the patient, the insurance company, the HMO, and then Medicare, Medicaid, I mean, it becomes hieroglyphics to figure out how those things actually operate. So, I think returning more of a pure privatization aspect to it, but health insurance now runs healthcare. I mean, that's what runs healthcare.